Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia, welcoming you to the programme. Today we are with the famous Gospel of the 10 Bridesmaids, 5 Wise and 5 Foolish. With time and practice, we learn to perfect anything we want to do. At first, we make mistakes and as a result, bring down upon us some grief and suffering, which we then learn can be avoidable. This is very much the story of the bridesmaids today. Some had perfected their preparations for welcoming the groom. The others either had not learned how to be ready or were on the job for the first time or very new to the job. Either way, this is only a story, and we know that the groom is Jesus and the wedding is the last day, or indeed the time of our deaths. We are like the bridesmaids, and we hope that with practice and training we learn to be ready for that great day. The oil is our awareness and ability to know what's important for us, so that we are ready for the coming of Jesus into our lives and his calling. St. Francis of Assisi was in his garden one day with another monk, and the other monk asked him that if he knew that Jesus was coming for him today, what would he be doing right now? And Francis answered that he would continue gardening. This meant that Francis was ready and aware of what may happen any time or any day, any moment even, of his life. Namely, he could be called any time to leave this world by the Saviour. Sometimes we say that I will reconcile with my brother in a few days' time, or even next year. We say I must write and go and meet him or her and be reconciled. But this is like testing out God, flying in the face of God, as we may say. We don't know the day or the hour, and we therefore must make right all our wrongs immediately, and not to be living foolishly when we know nothing of the future. Take every opportunity and be reconciled with your brother or neighbor or sister. And putting things off, we may end up like the bridesmaids who were not ready and were refused entry to the wedding feast. Notice the sad words of the doorkeeper, whom we suspect to be Jesus or God. And he said, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you." What a terrible, sad statement. It is a terrible thing to be not known and to be a stranger. Not part of any family, or even in this case, not known by God. Can this be possible? Well, I believe God is merciful and that the unknown person will get that chance by training and practicing their art of being bridesmaid and will therefore become known to the Saviour. Surely God knows us, but by our lack of preparedness, we are unknown to the person who it is really important to know. What do we do? Well, readiness is the answer. Be ready. And it's achieved through understanding and knowledge. If one is not interested, though, and fully occupied in their mind with nonsense such as pleasure seeking and accumulation of materials that will wither and fade, then the practice has not begun. And we are not even going to the field to practice our faith, which is the vehicle that transports us along. Our faith has certain chores and a wherewithal of performing well on the big day, which is the day we will be called by the Saviour. This is our faith, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those things will be given unto you." Seeking God and His kingdom is essential. You may ask, what is the kingdom? An awareness. It's an awareness of how uncertain life is, and that we must always be ready to answer God's call. The kingdom is within us, meaning that we have within us the ability to reach God, to know Him, and to have a personal relationship with Him. We have it, and it needs to be resurrected by being conscious of it, and then we have been given the means to achieve that, provided we listen and follow the instructions which come from our church. We Catholics are privileged in that we have the tradition of the years of practice down through the centuries of the accumulated wisdom that has been collected from the time of Peter and has been written down in doctrine. We are still being illuminated by it. In his recent encyclical, Pope Francis said that we have to reach out to our fellow human beings because we are in a community and we are on the same vehicle, the Church, which carries us along. In abortion, we kill a human being, and it's a crime. But we don't reject the mother. We sympathize with her, and we embrace her, particularly when she wants to make amends. This is very much what Pope Francis is saying. He is very pastoral. Yes, it eventually comes back to the doctrines of the Church and morals of the Church. But within the context of caring for our fellow human beings, he sees the need to encourage and embrace and show love. Let us never be caught with a self-righteous attitude which says that you are a sinner and that is that. No, there is a sympathy required and an empathy with both the mother and the unborn child that has been killed, which goes beyond the rules and sees them both as victims of whatever circumstance that has made her to decide to do such a crime. God is merciful, though, and is all-embracing. Now, our understanding is improving all the time, and it is far greater than the confines of rules and laws, even though they are the least response that we make to the God of love. If we don't make those, if we go beyond in the wrong side of those, then we are seriously turning away from God. So for us who condemn and point fingers, we too will become unknown to the person at the door of the wedding feast, and we go away sad if we don't practice and prepare ourselves to be loving people that Christ intended us to be and that we proclaim to be. Lord, bless us and keep us from the sin of self-righteousness. Help us to be recognized at the door by Jesus when we come knocking, as the maids did come. We pray that God will invite us in and know us. Amen. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a peaceful and beautiful Sunday and a very grace-filled week ahead.